Hi, this is Jonah Treeboiser, and welcome back to another edition of Radio Rotary, made possible by Rotary District 7210. Each week, we chat with your neighbors about great things happening in your community and around the world. People living by Rotary's motto of service above self. And today, my very special guest is Catherine Forbes of the Dutchess County SPCA. And we're going to be talking about all the great work they do for our animal friends. Catherine Forbes, good morning, and welcome to Radio Rotary.
Good morning, Jonah.
So tell us, Catherine, what the initials SPCA stand for?
The Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals.
And how long have they been around in Dutchess County?
We were founded in 1871, one of the first chapters in the country.
Really? All right. And why did people feel it was a necessity to have an organization to protect animals?
Folks saw animals being abused in the street, they saw horses being worked to death, and they decided they would come together and try to prevent cruelty to animals. Over the years, the focus has changed from farm animals and working animals to now we focus on companion animals, cats, dogs, bunnies, horses too. Goats, pygmies, pygmy pigs, you know, all kinds of companion animals.
Now, that's an interesting phrase you use, companion animals. We used to call them pets.
Right, right. They're our friends. They're folks who are now part of our family. That distinguishes folks who have farm animals in their lives as well.
Right, right, right. So what are some of the services that the SPCA offers here in the Hudson Valley?
We do adoption, of course. We do animal rescue. Our humane law enforcement officers are out there every day helping protect animals from abuse. And when they can't protect that animal in their home, they will seize the animal and bring them to the SPCA.
Now, before we get into the adoption scenario, let's talk about your very fine law enforcement officers. They are uniformed officers. They look like deputy sheriffs.
They are. They're New York State certified peace officers.
Right. And they get special training.
Yes, they do.
And what kind of cases do they get themselves involved in?
Complaints about cruelty or neglect, abuse of animals.
And you see, every once in a while, you read in the newspapers, you see on the television, or even here on Hudson Valley Talk Radio on our news, of someone who's hoarding, you know, 8 dozen cats in the house, and it's filthy, and they haven't cleaned the litter box. And is that the kind of thing they look into?
Yes, that is definitely the kind of thing they look into. We recently had a case where we seized 200 cats from a single home.
Did you say 200?
200.
Wow.
A little bit more than 200 cats. We were working with that family over time, knew about the complaints, were investigating, and eventually were able to go in and seize those animals. The animals have been with us since February and March of this year. We've had most of them adopted out already, but we've been providing the medical care and the sheltering of those animals ever since.
Now, I think an important point we should make is that when you seize an animal, or if someone brings an animal to you because they can't cope with it anymore, your policy is that you don't euthanize, you don't put to sleep the animal.
We're very proudly a no-kill facility. That's right. We make a commitment to every animal we accept at the shelter that we will care for them. We will provide their food, their medical care, until we can find a home for them.
Now, let's talk about the adoption scenario, which everyone, of course, thinks about. When they think about the SPCA, they think about the kids want a dog, the kids want a cat, so they go to the SPCA rather than a pet store, and you know, they look to adopt a pet. Take us through the steps. I'm going to walk in, not with my kids because they're adults, but let's say when I have grandchildren, I walk in and say, okay, you want a cat, a dog, a rabbit, whatever. What are the steps in the beginning?
Great. Yeah, you can visit the shelter in Hyde Park where the cats, dogs, the rabbits are all housed.
Right.
Or you can visit us on petfinder.com and see some of the animals that are available.
The wonders of a modern age.
Yes.
Give us that website again.
www.petfinder.com.
So you take little pictures of the dogs and cats?
We do. As many as we can. We put a little description up there for you. And if that's the animal you're interested in, you can call the shelter or do come by to meet them.
Oh, that's tremendous. Okay, so you walk in.
You walk in. The adoption counselors are there.
Right.
You can share with them a little bit about what your home life is like. How often are you home? What kind of pet are you looking for? What experience do you have? And then they can help match you with an animal that's going to be a great fit for you and your family.
You know, that's very important you say that, Catherine Forbes, of the Dutchess County SPCA, because, for example, my wife and I are now both semi-retired. We're on the road doing a lot of traveling. We thought it would not be fair to have a pet at home, a dog, unless you know you've got somebody home pretty much around the clock, or certainly you know, not letting them sit there by themselves for days on end. But now cats are different, I understand. Cats can be self-sufficient for several days.
They
once
sure
you leave
can
the water and the litter box and the
Cats can
food.
Be a little bit more independent, but we love hearing that even a family that's on the go has found a home for an animal in their lives. Maybe that's an animal that travels with you. Maybe you've got friends or family who can help care for them. But if you've got a place in your heart for a pet, come on in and talk with the adoption counselors, and they may be able to find an animal that's a great fit for you.
Now, do they have anything other than dogs and cats for people? Because, I mean, you know, some people may want a lizard or a bunny or orangutan.
Yes, from time to time we do get all manner of companion animals. So we have had a snake, we've had chickens, we've had goats, we've had horses, and certainly rabbits.
Now, the horse must be an awful lot of food and care for the horse compared to the dog.
Absolutely. That may not be the companion animal for everybody.
Well, Catherine Forbes at the SPCA, give us that website again, and also a phone number that people can call if they're interested in adopting, or more importantly, or not more importantly, but also if they feel that there's an animal in their neighborhood who's being abused and need to send out one of your very fine law enforcement officers. So what's the phone number people can call?
Call the shelter at 452-7722.
And the website again for the online pictures of your next cute animal?
www.petfinder.com.
Now, Catherine Forbes of the Dutchess County SPCA, I understand that tomorrow morning we're going to have a terrific event coming up, a pet walk. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Paws in the Park Pet Walk. It's our 18th annual Canine Carnival. It's going to be held at Bowdoin Park, rain or shine, so come on down. If you haven't registered yet, that's okay. Just come to the park. Bring your dog, and you don't even have to bring a dog.
And where is Bowdoin Park?
In Poughkeepsie, right off of Sheaf Road.
And that's going to be tomorrow, Saturday, from 11 to 3, right?
11 to 3, that's right. Like I said, rain or shine.
And there's a website for that, pawsinthepark.petwalk.com, as if it was all one word.
That's right. You can check us out at www.pawsinthepark.petwalk.com.
And what kind of events are going to be there for both the pets and their owners?
Well, it's very similar to the Dutchess County Fair for dogs. So all kinds of activities for the dog, and we say every animal's a winner. So they can try their hand or their paw at agility, rally-o, courses, racing. They can even get their paw read with Madam Crystal Bones.
All right, let's get into that one now. Their paw read instead of their palm read.
That's right. Madam Crystal Bones will tell their future. She's even got fortune cookies that she'll give to each dog who comes and gets their future read.
Oh, that's cute. That's so cute. Catherine Forbes of the Dutchess County SPCA, what do you do there?
I am the development director.
Which means what?
Which means I help with the fund development, raising funds for the animals, and for our new building.
Oh, tell us about the new building. When's that coming?
We're under construction. We're building a new adoption and education center. It's going to be a great state-of-the-art facility for the dogs and cats and the other companion animals who are ready to go home.
And what got you interested in working for the betterment of animals through the SPCA?
Well, we got one of our cats from the SPCA.
You mean your personal cat?
Personal cat.
Okay.
Fell in love with the organization and what it's capable of doing. It's a mighty little organization that's giving a lot of great care to people and their animals in the community.
And if some of our listeners, besides wanting to adopt an animal or clue you in on a problem with an animal, want to volunteer, do you use volunteers?
Absolutely. Every day at the shelter, we've got folks coming in and walking the dogs, working with the cats, helping folks find animals that might be a good fit, even working on in our thrift shop or at our events.
And if they want to volunteer, how can they get a hold of you?
They can call us at 454-5345, extension 103. That's Sue Stives, our volunteer coordinator.
Now, tell us a little bit about the animals that do get adopted. If I walk in, I want a cat or a dog. Do they have all their shots ready? Is there any kind of fee for adopting an animal?
Yes, there are fees for adopting the animals. We have a medical clinic, so we do provide the spay-neuter and all the vaccinations that the animal's going to need. So when an animal is ready for adoption, they'll have all of their medical care taken care of. We also give a certificate for a wellness exam with a local veterinarian so that you can have your veterinarian meet your new animal right away.
Okay, and you said that the animal is neutered. Do you do that to all the animals so they can't breed?
We do. That's our policy. 100% of the animals we adopt out have had spay or neuter.
And why would that be?
Because we believe very strongly in working to prevent pet overpopulation.
And we'll find out more about that in just a moment. But first, let me remind our listeners, they're in tune with Radio Rotary on the air and around the world by podcast on iTunes and at www.radiorotary.org. My name is Jonah Treibwasser. My co-host Sarah O'Connell is away on vacation. But my very special guest is Catherine Forbes of the Dutchess County SPCA. And this week, Radio Rotary is brought to us by Rotary International, Rotary District 7210, and the Rotary Clubs of Congress Valley Cottage, Highland, Hyde Park, Kinderhook Tri-Village, Middletown, Millbrook. And we'll be back with more of Radio Rotary after these important messages.
Meow, 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 meow.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Whether it's helping to eliminate a dreaded disease, volunteering at a food bank, or equipping a school library, Rotary is people who know that by working together, you can do anything. Learn more at Rotary.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
For information about Rotary in the Hudson Valley, visit www.rotarydistrict7210.org.
Come, walk, stay. Grab a leash and your best friend. It's time for the Dutchess County SPCA Paws in the Park Pet Walk. Pet Walk is Saturday, September 29th from 11 to 3 at the Bowdoin Park in Poughkeepsie, New York. Pet Walk is fun, festive, and an event for the pet-loving community that raises funds for the Dutchess County SPCA. Pre-register at pawsinthepark.petwalk.com or register at Pet Walk. It's a doggone good time.
Come see a special performance of Neil Simon's Plaza Suite at Rhinebeck Center for Performing Arts on Thursday, October 18th, hosted by the Hyde Park Rotary Club. Doors open at 7 p.m. Showtime is at 8. Tickets are just $20, which includes pre-show refreshments. Tickets available in Hyde Park at Malloy Pharmacy, Cranberries at Tilly Hall, and Minuteman Press, Route 9. That's October 18th for Neil Simon's Plaza Suite. For more information, call 845-229-7676. That's 845-229-7676. Jettelson Giordano & Siegel, CPA-PC, is a full-service accounting, tax, and business consulting firm.
JGS specializes in business succession planning, including ownership transition, management transition, as well as family and non-family transitions.
The JGS staff works alongside you to solve the problems of your specific business or personal situation.
JGS is conveniently located on Route 211 in Middletown, New York. To learn more, please contact JGS at 845-692-9500 or visit them on the web at www.jgspc.com.
Jettelson, Giordano, and Siegel, your essential partner in business.
Hudson Valley Talk Radio and online at hudsonvalleytalkradio.com.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window?
Welcome back to Radio Rotary. This is Jonah Treibwasser. My co-host Sarah O'Connell is away on vacation, but I have the privilege of having with me in the studio Catherine Forbes, the development director, is it that right? Dutchess County Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, the SPCA. And we're talking about all the great work that the SPCA does for our animal friends, including that doggy in the window, because you can have adoptions, right?
That's right. And Saturday, come on down to Pet Walk and meet some of our adoptable animals there at Bowdoin Park.
All right. And tell us again where Bowdoin Park is.
Off of Sheaf Road in Poughkeepsie.
And what time does this start?
Paws in the Park Pet Walk runs from 11 to 3 down in the park.
And what can our listeners and their pets find when they get to the Pet Walk Park?
Well, you can come with your family dog or you can come alone. It's a lot of fun to just watch people with their animals. When they get there, they'll see a park full of some wonderful sponsors and supporters, get lots of information about caring for animals, meet our adoptable dogs, and they can enter their dog in some of the contests. There's a tail wagging contest, a karaoke contest.
Oh, no, wait a minute. A karaoke contest?
That's right. My dog, Arnold, won last year.
So, like the dog sings along or barks along to a song?
He was a shelter dog, and somebody sponsored him to be able to come to Pet Walk.
Uh-huh.
They paid the fee for us to bring him there, and that's where my husband and daughter met him, fell in love with him. My daughter was helping out at Pet Walk, and he was entered in the singing contest because, of course, he's a hound dog, so...
Did he sing along to Elvis?
He didn't. He sang along to Happy Birthday.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Happy Birthday?
He sang the Happy Birthday song, winning the prize, and of course, our hearts. So we took him home from Pet Walk.
Years ago, there was an act on the Ed Sullivan Show, a bunch of dogs lined up, and they would sing like Christmas carols by barking at different pitches. It was amazing. But Catherine Forbes at Dutchess County SPCA, your work sometimes has a serious side. We talked a little bit about folks that report animals in distress, and you go out and rescue them. But let's talk in the second half about the fun stuff. Not only adopting dogs, cats, or you said you have chickens and horses too.
Yeah, any companion animal.
And people interested in that can call?
They can call the shelter at 452-7722. They can visit us at our Hyde Park location, or they can check us out at www.petfinder.com.
You know, you said a very important phrase, companion animal as opposed to pets. And, you know, there are a lot of people out there who've lost a spouse, the kids are out of the house, and they're kind of lonely. And I know our Rotary Club in Red Hook has a therapy dog that goes to hospitals, and people pet them and have a grand old time with them and come out of their shell with it. Would you recommend pets for people who may not have ever had them their entire life, but now they find themselves alone? Is that a good idea?
I think everyone can benefit from having a pet in their lives. There's so much evidence to show that animals are good for our health, our mental health, and our social life, too. They're just wonderful companions to have in your life. And if you can't have your own animal, you can volunteer at the shelter, or you can be with your friends and family who have them.
And to volunteer at the shelter, your phone number is?
452-7722.
And that's 845 area code. Let's talk a little bit, about the adoption process. Now, you just don't walk in and say, hey, I'd like that second cat from the left and walk out with him. There's a vetting process, excuse the pun, for the owner as well. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, our animal adoption counselors will sit down with you, walk through what kind of animal you're looking for, your lifestyle, and your experience level. So if you're looking for a dog, they'll ask you if you've had a dog before, if you're open to being with a dog who might need a little training, or if you're looking for a dog who's older or a puppy. They can walk you through that process, introduce you to the animals that we have, and you can even set up a meet so you can bring your own animal and meet your new dog and see how they get along.
Now, what about some of these dogs that you've rescued who have been abused? Can they ever trust a human being again? Can they be part of a family, especially with small children?
Absolutely. It's so beautiful to watch the volunteers and our staff work with these animals, build that trust, teach them new skills, get them ready to be in a home, introduce them to their family, and start that pet and that family on to a great future.
And before you let the dog out the door, they're going to be, or the cat, or any of them, they're going to be fully vetted by a veterinarian and make sure they got their shots and they're healthy and everything like that.
Absolutely. 100% of the animals we adopt out have been spayed or neutered. They've had their vaccinations, and we give a wellness exam visit so that you can take your animal to meet your new vet.
Now, you know, there are laws in most towns, in fact, I think throughout the state of New York, that you have to have dogs licensed. Why is that important?
It's really important in case an animal gets away from you, a stray animal. It helps protect us as a society from animals running loose. It ensures that when an animal is found, we can find their owner.
Right, and it's important to have a license or a dog name on the collar because, you know, you see these homemade signs on the trees and the telephone poles saying, you know, German Shepherd answers to the name of Angel or something and lost and an reward offered because it's like losing a member of the family and they're very upset. Whereas if they've got that name on the collar, you might get a phone call.
And a microchip. You can come down to the Dutchess County SPCA and get a microchip for your pet. So should your pet ever get loose and somebody else would find them, they can bring them to the shelter or to any vet. They can wand that animal and know instantly who the owner is.
No, let's talk a little bit about that. The microchip is the kind of thing that you know you might find in a radio or electronic device.
It's as small as a grain of rice,
and kidding.
Yeah, it's a wonderful thing that our staff can do for your animal. You can make an appointment, bring your animal down, or drop into the clinic on clinic days and get a microchip. And that way your pet is protected should they ever happen to get loose.
And it's injected or planted under the skin?
Right, right under the skin.
And I assume that's fairly painless for the animal?
Very quick, very painless.
So the microchip will allow you to put the owner and the dog back together again?
That's right, making for a happy reunion.
Now, what about cats? Do they microchip cats?
Absolutely.
Excuse my ignorance, but are cats licensed like dogs?
Most towns don't have cat licensing.
Right.
But we do recommend the microchip because sometimes cats can run out an open door and be gone for a few hours, for a few days.
Or at the very least have a nameplate on a collar with a phone number.
Yeah, some sort of information where if your animal is found, we can reunite you right away.
So based on your experience, what kind of pet would you recommend for somebody with small kids? I mean, we have for listeners who have small children or grandchildren. Is there any particular dog or cat that's better with small kids, or it just depends on the dog and the family?
I'll tell you, I have a passion for mutts myself. A lot of people...
Rather than pure breeds.
That's right. I feel like those dogs deserve a second chance. They're maybe not the purebred animal, but they can be such wonderful, warm friends for your family. But if you've got listeners out there interested in meeting the animal that's perfect for them, there's no one animal I can describe over the radio that will fit everybody. So come on down, work with the adoption counselors, meet the animals. We've got some great animals at the shelter.
And now would be a great time to give the address of the shelter and your phone number and your website again.
Shelter is at 636 Violet Avenue in Hyde Park. The website is www.dcspca.org. And you can call us at 452-7722.
That's 845-452-7782.
7722.
Ah, I'm glad somebody was listening.
It spells SPCA on your dial.
Oh, that's so clever! And do you only let people adopt who live in Dutchess County? Because our signal goes from Albany right down to the Tappan Zee Bridge.
No, we don't. We accept in animals from Dutchess County, but anybody can stop by and see our animals. And again, visit the adoptable animals online at www.petfinder.com.
Oh, that's terrific. So in the few minutes we have left, again, let's talk a little bit about your big event tomorrow. And what are the events that are coming up besides your pet walk tomorrow?
Well, pet walk is the big one. It's our canine carnival. Mm-hmm. And like I said, anybody with an animal can come, or if you just love watching dogs have a good time. We say every dog is a winner at pet walk. They can try their hand at catching a ball, at showing us their tricks, speaking, begging, tail wagging. It's a lot of fun.
And is there an entry fee associated with the pet walk?
There is. We ask that people register $25 per dog, and dogs can bring as many people as they like.
And what about some of the other events that you host for the SPCA?
Well, we have a fabulous holiday event. It's a dinner and auction that we do to fundraise for the animals at the shelter. And we do a fun Super Bowl coming up in the beginning of the new year.
Oh, I think Jay wants to go to that one with his cats. Well, I want to thank Catherine Forbes of the Dutchess County SPCA for being our guest today, and thank you for everything you do for animals in the Hudson Valley.
Thank you, Jono.
And we also like to thank the following people for sponsoring Radio Rotary this week: Rotary International, Rotary District 7210, and the Rotary Clubs of New City, New Windsor Cornwall, North Rockland, Pleasant Valley, my home club of Red Hook, hi guys, and of course, Rhinebeck. And for my co-host, Sarah O'Connell, who will be returning next week, this is Jonah Trevoise, thanking you for tuning in and inviting you to join us again every Friday morning at 9 o'clock for Radio Rotary right here on Hudson Valley Talk Radio.
When school begins this year, many of our children will not be able to buy the necessary school supplies. Those who do qualify for food stamps and school lunches do not have the extra $50 to $100 needed for supplies. To meet this dire need in the Dutchess County area, Millbrook Rotary is contributing to the local schools and food pantries. Please join them by contacting the Millbrook Rotary at millbrookrotary.org.